realized that I kind of lost touch with feeling myself and feeling my body and like that mental, physical connection to pussy as well. And we've kind of talked about this a little bit before, but like your pussy is your guide for your body and for your pleasure. Like it's going to tell you exactly what you want. It's going to be on fire whenever it's a fuck yes. And so I think sometimes like being in that, you know, that vibrator mentality with masturbation and pleasure for a long time, I lost connection.
Welcome to the Open Bedroom Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Kahlo. Welcome to conversations about open relationships, online dating, and creating relationship dynamics that truly align for you. Hey there. Did you know that I do online coaching? Yes, I do online coaching in the sex and relationship space. Some of the topics that are near and dear to my heart are open relationships. So that includes polyamory, swinging, or what we call the lifestyle. I also love conversations around online dating. We're talking Bumble, Tinder, Field, and more. And then the last thing that's really passionate and close to my heart is conscious uncoupling. That means we get to break up with people with love and respect, with dignity and hope. We get to create a life for our children that gets to be a little bit different. We can do things better than we have in the past. So if any of these topics sound interesting to you and you'd love to get some coaching from me, check out the link in the show notes or the link in my bio for more information on coaching with Jen. Hey guys, welcome back. On today's show, I have Sierra Bucher back on. She is known as Anal Sierra to Scott. Every time I say Sierra, he's like, oh, the one that talks about anal all the time. I'm like, yeah, that's her. She's back. And today we're going to have a conversation about why you might hate oral sex. So to tee this off, I'm noticing with my female clients specifically, they are really having a hard time climaxing without a vibrator. And so a lot of times the first solution that I give them is some homework with their partner. That's sort of a game where you just lay back and relax and direct your partner of what to do and what you like and just play together. So what I noticed is Sierra and I have very different views and opinions on this type of sex and what turns us on and what we would like. And so we're both going to kind of give you two or three different views based on what we like, what we see that our clients like, because she's also a coach like me. And we'll just, I don't know, we'll go from there. Sound good? Sierra, you want to say hi?
Yes. Hey, so glad to be back. I feel like it's been a minute since we recorded. I don't know. Sometimes the time flies, but I'm super excited. You know, I did a recording on 69 a few episodes ago on my podcast. Yeah. So I feel like this is going to be a great conversation today around oral sex.
Yes. And I want to put in maybe like a little commercial for Sierra stuff on my YouTube. Sierra and the content that her and I have created, a lot of it is on anal, by the way. Always my highest viewed videos on YouTube. So I'm going to put a link in the notes below so that you guys can start kind of looking at that content. But it is so good. And every single month, her videos are my top videos from a year plus ago, stuff that we've created. So if you want some kinkier shit, Sierra is your girl for that.
Oh, I love it. So to dive right in, something that you said right off the start, just about women being in their heads around oral sex. So I've actually had that people come to me for many, 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 many times saying, I've orgasmed so long with a vibrator. How do I orgasm differently? That question alone. So that kind of reminded me very similar of maybe what you've had people talk to you about. And the thing is, whenever we get used to orgasming and coming a certain way over and over and over again, and whenever it comes to switching up, yes, you can switch it up. You can orgasm differently, but a lot of us have that mental block. And also it's going to take a few times, you know, if your body is so used to doing the same exact thing over and over, it's going to take a few times of doing it differently for your brain to form those new neural pathways to pleasure and ecstasy. So I always say whenever you're trying something, like don't give up after the first or second time. It might take a half a dozen times for your body to readjust. I remember one of the first times I went through my like vibrator to like manual stimulation phase. When I went from, I guess, an automatic transmission to a manual transmission, I was really vibrator heavy for a really long time, every single time I masturbated. And I realized that I kind of lost touch with feeling myself and feeling my body and like that mental, physical connection to pussy as well. And we've kind of talked about this a little bit before, but like your pussy is your guide for your body and for your pleasure. Like it's going to tell you exactly what you want. It's going to be on fire whenever it's a fuck yes. And so I think sometimes like being in that, you know, that vibrator mentality with masturbation and pleasure for a long time, I lost connection. So once I started using my hands more and like exploring and like taking a break from my favorite wands and my favorite dual actions, I was able to reconnect with self. And now I feel like I have, because I've intentionally done it, like created that balance. Now I have a great balance between pleasure with my hands, with my toys, with partners, like all of that in between. So that was something that it made me think right off the bat, like that's something that a lot of women are going to go through as your pleasure changes and your turn-ons change as well. You know, you're going to go through different areas of what turns you on, whether that be certain vibrators, hand technique, a partner, you know, all oral. Let's get to the oral part of this. So that just, I don't know if that sparked anything for you, but I know that's something that I've had experienced on my journey.
I love that. And I give the same advice when you masturbate a very specific way and you're trying to wean yourself off of that, try one thing different every time you go back to masturbating. If you usually use your right hand, try your left hand. If you have to have a special swoop at the top with your hand, like, can you eliminate the swoop and try something different? And so eventually, you know, you've weaned yourself off of it. Now, we're not saying that using a mechanical object to get off is bad. It's not bad. But what I'm finding is lots of women that are coming to me and other people like Sierra saying, I really want to achieve orgasm with my partner. And I'm finding that I can only orgasm with my wand or with this other special thing that I have. And honestly, I'm having better orgasms by myself than with my partner. And I want to have an intimate experience with my partner. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is as we bring this story into, Sierra gave us some ideas of like physically how to, you know, go from using something electric to using your hands. What is a way that you could bring your partner into this sharing an intimate space together and learning how to get an orgasm from someone other than maybe yourself or your hand? And so I always lean towards oral sex. Now, some people really hate oral sex. And what I find are these same people that have to masturbate in a very specific way. They have a really hard time, Sierra, letting go. They have a hard time letting a partner perform oral sex on them and then allowing their pleasure to be felt. And a lot of times they're also so numb because they're using so much vibration that they have a hard time being open and actually feeling what's happening with oral sex. So I thought I could take us on a little oral sex journey.
Yes, take us on an oral sex journey. So I feel like it's the same for oral sex and masturbation. Whenever you are able to orgasm a certain way by yourself, but maybe your comment about being with a partner, your orgasms just aren't as good with your partner. They're not fulfilling. You know, I'm going to give it to you truthfully. And I know this because it takes one to know one. And I know that I've experienced this. I've experienced this recently. But whenever that happens, it's usually because there's a mental block or a mental block of safety. Either you're not feeling completely safe exposing yourself to your partner, you're not feeling safe in your body, or you're not confident in your pleasure, which means maybe you just haven't found like your GPS to pleasure and creating that. So I feel like sometimes that mental block it stops us from going further. And before you can find that pleasure with a partner, you're going to have to find it with yourself. And maybe it's time to put a pause on exploration with partner and put a start on exploration with self and rebuilding that safety net within yourself and confidence as well. Because as our sex drive, you know, changes and flows and our tastes and our turn-ons change and flow, sometimes we just fall out of touch with that. And we fall out of touch with what is actually turning me on right now. And finding that pleasure with yourself first, you know, your partner, your pleasure is not your partner's responsibility. You'll hear me say that on my podcast all the time. They're there to help. They're there to support. They're there to, of course, you know, give you all the orgasms, but it's really not their responsibility. It's your responsibility to know, hey, this is what I like and this is what I don't like. And a lot of the time we've got to, those lines are gray. And so before we can even communicate to a partner, we've got to really define what we want and what turns us on orally, you know, manually, stimulation, whatever that looks like. So, you know, exploring with a toy, exploring with your hands, those are going to be things that you want to do first by yourself before even getting up to oral sex. And then some of us, this is where it's going to come into our different tastes, which yeah. I think this is a great point to talk about what arouses us about oral sex, because Jen has a different idea of turn on surrounding oral sex than I would. And then all of you will also. So I think it's important to hear different point of views because you can pull what sounds good to you and leave what doesn't.
Cool. Well, you just handed me the baton. So let's talk about this. Yeah, I love this idea because you're right. You do have to explore your own body in a way. And it's difficult to explore your own body with oral sex. You know, we're not able to go down on ourselves. So when we are trying to explore our partners, I know, wouldn't that be so great? We would never get
any.
You could try. So my favorite way to do this with a partner is, number one, this is going to require complete giving up of control and relaxation. Now, Sierra's probably going to tell you something different about what works for her, but I'm going to tell you what has worked for me. And I am multi orgasmic. I have 8, 15, 20 orgasms in one sex session. Yesterday morning, Scott finger banged me and I had 8 orgasms before I even walked out of the bed. And then he gave me another 10 before I went to sleep that night. So I'm just telling you, this is what works for me.
Yes.
I am a control freak. I am type A personality. I know Sierra is too. And it's taken me years to figure out how to relinquish control. So I'm going to tell you how I do it. Number one, I trust that my partner is not going to hurt me. I have a partner who's thoughtful. So his fingers, he doesn't go get a manicure, but they're well manicured. Like his nails are trimmed. They're not super dry. He's not out chopping wood all day. So like he makes sure that his hands are ready to touch my vulva. So that's step one. I know I'm not going to physically be in pain when he touches me. Now, I want to tell you, I have had partners, really actually female partners, which is astounding, that do not keep their fingers soft and smooth. And I have had very negative experiences where like a hangnail like clips the side of your vulva, or if your fingers are really dry, it's really uncomfortable. So men, women, whoever is the one, you know, touching and fingering and going down, like really number one, make sure that your fingers are ready and prepared for that. There's this safety that comes with knowing that your partner is not going to physically hurt you during oral. So the next thing that I do is I lay on my back, butterfly. So that just means like if you were crisscross applesauce, you're basically doing that laying down on the bed with your legs wide open. And I just start to take some deep breaths. Sometimes I'll put a hand on my heart, one on my belly, and just ground into myself and say, I'm safe. I'm safe. And he or she is going to take great care of me. And then I like to start with like kitty cat lap. So I'm bisexual. So I also go down on women. And I like to start this kind of thing really slow, especially if you don't know your partner well. slow because you want to listen to their responses. And sometimes the responses are hips gyrating, like hips moving closer to you. Sometimes it's hips moving away from you. This is the same for men. If you're going to go down on a penis, listen for a sigh, listen for a moan, listen for, ask for feedback. One of the other things I find really helpful is to give feedback. If it doesn't feel good, say it doesn't. Like, you know what? I actually just discovered I don't like suction on my clit, which Sierra knows I don't like suction on my clit. And one time Scott went down on me and was sucking the fuck out of my clit. And I was like, I actually hate that. Can you go back to like the kitty cat lap thing? And I realized I love, my vulva loves slow, like almost painfully slow. Like he can pull his cock out of me and I can literally have an orgasm with him just doing that because I've trained myself to be really sensitive down there, which gives me a million orgasms. So I guess to sum all of this up, I would say for me, enjoying oral sex from a man or a woman means A, and not just oral, but like using your hands too, like oral, you know, going down on a person. It requires a tremendous amount of trust and safety in my body, as well as knowing that they're going to come prepared for the job. And I'm not going to have, I don't like pain, which Sierra might. So she's going to give us a different view, but I want things to feel safe. Then I breathe into my body and relax and remind myself that I'm safe. And then I focus on the pleasure that I'm being given, the licks, the slurps, the tongue, the fingers, all of it. And as I like it, I'm expressive about it. You can hear my breath deepen or quicken. You can see my thighs quiver. You can hear me say, fucking yes, keep going. And if I don't like something, I just say, you know what? Can you go a little to the left? Or if I crave fingers and I want penetration, I might say, please stick a finger inside me. Okay, now can I have two? Or like yesterday, it was, I don't want you to penetrate me with your fingers. I want to save that for your cock. Okay, now I'm going to hand the baton because I can't wait to hear what Sierra is going to come up with.
I love it. I love hearing your walkthrough because having sensual partners, you know, you guys are very high sensual. You're very high sensual sexual.
Yeah.
And in order to understand those types of partners, we have to hear like real life point of view. So I don't know if I just, I'm just kink. I guess that's all I can say.
What does that mean?
First off, I feel like when it comes to oral sex, your description is kind of like what I would expect like once a year. That's almost how I feel about using like sensual oral. Now, as far as like being performed on me, if I were performing oral, I would do the same way. I start with makeout session, biting on the lower lip. I'm going to move to your ear and nibble and tongue on your ear a minute and just take my time traveling my way down. Definitely hitting all the senses. I feel like we talked about vulva pleasure, so hitting on some penis pleasure because you know I like my dick. First thing, I'm going to like just barely pop that penis out of the pants and just stick my tongue out, and that's all that's touching the tip of the penis, and just going very slow, just taking my time. I feel like whenever I do oral, it's like the most amount of time and the least amount of time I can use my mouth, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know how to explain, but like I tease so much that I feel like I barely use my mouth, but all at the same time, like I'm still, you're still getting a lot of mouth action, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So giving style, that's one of the ways that I love giving oral, and I love giving oral sex. Like that's one of my favorite things to do. I always say, when in doubt, use your mouth. And you might have heard me say this on my episode I recorded the other day, because some people might not like that. So it's really good to know your partner up front. And I think it does come back to having a partner that you trust and know a lot. Having the same partner that I have had for 10 years, he knows my body really well and he knows what I like. So whenever we had oral sex, it's more of he knows those cues already. For me, having oral sex is more about power dynamics. So I want you to get on all fours and lick my fucking pussy like the little dog that you are. Like, it's more about that psychological power dynamic play. And I'm also a big finger girl. I would actually, if you're giving me oral and you're not using your fingers, then I'm not having fun. I can't say that actually completely. Like, I'm still having fun. I'm still enjoying it, but I need like penetration with oral sex. And then I think it also kind of stems from like my hand fetishes. I need hands to be involved. I want hands on my pussy. I want hands in my pussy. I want it on my ass. Talking anal queen here, like finger in the bum. One of the best, I feel like some of the most memorable times that I've had oral sex. One of them, I was on like a position aid pillow. So I had my hips up in the air and my legs, I think were pretty, I think they were spread. Yeah. They were spread and he was paying attention with his mouth to the clit. And then he had one finger vaginally stimulating the G-spot and then one finger anally. So like triple penetration, triple play. But also like the power dynamic as well. So sometimes in that scene, that's what I like. And then in other scenes, I'm going to be on all fours and you're going to be eating me from behind. So just more of having that dynamic where I'm dominating over you. I'm in control. I'm telling you exactly what to do. And honestly, I think this is one of the reasons why I got so comfortable having oral sex is one, because I had a partner who's literally like, sit on my fucking face. Like he made me feel confident in that he really wanted folds and moisture and everything I got, just slapping him on the face. Like he's like, fucking suffocate me. I want to pass out from your pussy.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
So when you have a partner and that's just not his partner's style. That's just somebody who's comfortable in expressing their sexuality. So I feel like everybody has a little bit of that in them. Once you gain that confidence to really be open and okay with what you want, your sex is going to get fucking better. So having a partner that was open to communication and open to taking my direction as well. Like he's going to be a go-getter. He's going to go in there and start. But if I'm not liking something, he's going to check in or say, do you like this? Or do you want this? And if it's in more of like that power dynamic play, he's not saying anything, but yes, mistress, I'm telling him what he's going to do. So oral play, I feel like too, for me, some of my most exciting times are the more kinky, nasty, like you're going to be eating me from behind, restrained, like with my ass in your face, not moving, or maybe like on the oral chairs. Sometimes, you know, like the chairs that have like that open seating. I always want one of those. I've
the
always
queen
wanted
chairs.
One of those. Yes. Always want one. I will have one day. But for makeshift, like you can still use chairs.
You'll have
chairs.
Like your heels on.
Oh yes. Yes.
So
100%. So I definitely feel like that's why it's so interesting hearing like other dynamics, but I think just having a partner that was open to communication, allowed me to feel confident in exploring how I want oral. And I love it. I'm like, I'm the kinky person now who like, when I'm flirting, I'm like, let me sit on your face. And so whenever I hear about guys, I think in particular who aren't interested in giving oral, but love to receive oral, this is where I feel like that block comes back. There's some type of safety that hasn't been established yet. And, you know, triggers are good in the fact that they expose us to what we need to work on. So that's an area that you can work on. And there are still things that I feel uncomfortable with that I currently am still working through. You know, like we're always trying to evolve and better, especially when it comes to fucking sex. Like, of course, it could always be better.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to the original question, which is why you might hate oral sex. And I guess I was more thinking of it as a receiver, but you just hit on such a great point about being a giver. And I've said this in a few of our episodes, you know, my last husband, went down on me one time in over 8 years of marriage, and which is the saddest thing ever. And I thought, there's something wrong with me. And no, it was not me, because I've had lots of oral and people love it. Yeah. It's him. And to me, and I think you would agree, I'd love to hear your thoughts, but to me, there is so much deliciousness in giving oral. You are so close to the person. You're literally in their genitals. You are smelling their, even if you've just taken a shower, you still have this like primal scent, and you have this taste, and you're serving your person. You literally have them in your mouth and on your lips and dripping down your chest. Like, it is the fucking most intimate thing. I feel like even more than penetration, because you're far away from each other in penetration.
Yeah.
You're fucking in it, right? And I can't imagine being with a partner that you would be like, your genitals are gross and I don't want to be near them. Thoughts?
Which is why there's like, that's a sign that there's something that's not right. And I say that like completely because a point in my life, my partner had asked me to perform something orally on them, and it halted me because I was like, I don't want to do that at all. And I'm like, this is really weird. Why do I not want to do this? Like, that's something I love doing for my partner. That's something like I've taken a lot of practice in learning how to do better, how to please my partner. And so when I had that moment with my partner, it awoken me to a deeper issue that was going on with my partner. And I don't think I would have felt that if it weren't for just thinking through, why do I not want to have oral sex with him? Mm-hmm. Why, like, where is this block coming from? So I feel like a lot of the time there's some kind of block, and maybe it wasn't as deep seated as what mine was. Maybe it's surface level. Like, maybe you're like, you know what? I've been asking him to help pick up around the house here lately, and he hasn't listened to a damn thing I said. Of course, I don't want to suck your dick. Like, get that thing away from me. Yeah. You know, maybe it's something smaller in communication, but I always feel like there's a block. And if there's not a block, I almost wonder, like, where's your desire at with your partner? Because when you truly desire and crave someone and have that natural chemistry, you're going to want to put your mouth on their body.
Yeah.
Like, hands down.
So if we go back and we think about the receiver having such a hard time receiving oral, what are some reasons that you found, you know, through your practice and with your clients of why? And I find it's normally women.
Yes.
I find it's normally like a head thing. Like, they're in their head. They think that they're taking too long to climax. Like, what are you hearing?
Well, one thing we haven't talked about is hygiene. I would say 50% of women are paranoid that they smell bad, are paranoid that they taste bad, are paranoid that they can see fucking razor burn. Like, we're way too worked up in our head. I would say almost the majority of time is that. And this has gone back to something I've helped educate on for years. You know, it comes down to a lot of vulva care. Whenever you take care of your body, you're going to have confidence in the bedroom. And so a lot of people have never been shown how to correctly care for their vulva, but Bath and Body Works soaps and fragrance filled products and things like that are going to allow for bacteria growth. You don't smell bad. If you're smelling odors, it's from bacteria growth on your skin, latching onto the fragrance or whatever you had on your body. The vulva and the vagina doesn't smell. It doesn't have a fish odor to it. If you have a fish odor or strong odors that are not that norm, then you've got something else going on. And I will go to the doctor to get checked out. The second reason I would say a lot of odors and hygiene issues come from is people using the wrong type of stuff on their body. Bath and Body Works soap, again, like Victoria's Secret soap, all that stuff is filled with dyes and stuff that can upset your pH balance. And again, it just gives a bacteria growing environment. It's just welcoming the bacteria. And whenever we have that bacterial growth, that's what smells and that's what produces odors. So I think just coming down to like self-care products, like knowing what to use on your body, you're going to feel more comfortable. You know, if I am, know I'm going to be getting freshly ate for dinner, then I'm going to make sure and drop a shower, or I have some pH balance, like tingly wipes that are just like nice and sensitive. They're pH balanced. They just make you feel nice and fresh. When you feel fresh, you're going to be like, come get your fucking dinner. Like it's ready. So feeling confident, you know, I've sold bath and beauty products and pheromone based products and the best shaving cream for 8 years. So all of those things were made to provide that whole package of feeling good about yourself, and creating what sexy is for you. And maybe it's like because you haven't paid attention to what you're doing with your crotch for 10 years. Like, are you a shaver? Are you a waxer? Do you trim? Have you ever thought about doing like a patch just to see if maybe you like it better? Maybe your partner might want something to switch it up. So just paying a little fucking attention to your pussy and giving her a little TLC is going to boost your confidence. That's one of the biggest things whenever we are spread eagle. I know every single woman out there is thinking, oh, that shower payoff, like, whew, did we get every spot shaved? Like doing that mental check of hygiene. And then I feel like that just the mental block of sex in and of itself, women are busy. We're moms. We're running around 24/7 all the time, going to sports and schools, and being able to step out of that and step back into your body and being present in the moment of sex is another big factor. I feel like those are the two of the biggest blocks that women have with oral sex. What am I leaving out? Hygiene.
I think just the being present part. Like I hear a lot from clients, my mind doesn't stop. So he's, you know, he or she, my partner is going down on me, and all I can think about is, what am I going to make for dinner? Did I put the thing in the, like, yes, nonstop. And so I think tuning into what they're doing to you and then providing the feedback verbally or with your breath or with your moaning or with your hips.
including more things that are like directly related to your turn on. So if you know that I like to be psychologically fucked, then prepare up until then. Or if you know that you're a high sensual, you know, maybe bring in some warm wax and take some time before you even actually get to the oral part. One of the products I always suggest too is a clitoral enhancement cream. There are so many different types out there, but clitoral enhancement creams are little creams and gels that are used just like on the clitoral area. Most of them have a specific type of formula that helps bring the blood to the surface. So it's going to actually physically help arouse you. A lot of people might be turned on mentally, but it takes a while to get that stimulation to genitals. So, you know, having a little bit of exercise beforehand gets that blood flowing. We need like lots of healthy blood flow to our genitals to help engorge them and stimulate that physical arousal process. So clitoral creams, one of my favorite products is a G-spot cream that you use. Literally, you take like two pumps on your finger, insert it, and use it up against the G-spot. It plumps the actual G-spot and makes it more sensitive to find.
That sounds amazing.
So sometimes those physical aids are needed. You know, we talk about tools and creams and lubes. They're not replacements. They're like your accessories. They're going to add on to pleasure in the bedroom. They're tools, you know, they're going to help you.
Yes. Thank you. I forgot about that. That's a great point, that if you aren't enjoying what's happening, that may not be your blueprint. You might be more like Sierra. You may need a couple slaps on the ass and a little nibble on your like right thigh to make it exciting. And you might be getting fucked like me. Like you're getting like kitty cat laps and you're like, this ain't enough.
I feel like this episode should be like kitty cat laps versus kink or something. I don't know.
It's all great. So I think the biggest takeaway for me in our whole conversation is just communicate what you don't like and what you do like. And then every single experience that you have, it brings you closer and closer and your partner to being able to get you off without having to use a vibrator, like being able to share this really amazing intimate activity together that leads to lots of orgasms.
Yes. And, you know, honestly, communication is so hard, but like once you take that first step, sometimes that first step is the fucking hardest. I was talking with a client the other day, you know, she signed up for services and I was like, congratulations, because just coming to have a conversation with a coach, you're admitting that you're not where you want to be. And that's one of the hardest things sometimes. That's one of the hardest steps. So just making that realization and saying, hey, can we talk about this? Or, hey, you know, I would really love if we could get to a point where you feel comfortable with me smashing your face with my pussy. Like, can we have a conversation about what we can do to get to that goal?
Smashing your face with my pussy. I love that. That's a great goal. Sierra, thank you. Every single time you come on, it is so much fun. We love to have you. Thank you for continuing to come back and talking about why you might hate oral sex. So, you know, eventually you can learn to love it and crave it and ask for it.
Yes. And, you know, that's what coaches like Jen and I do. We just help with conversations, especially crunchy ones about sex. So if you're listening to this episode and you feel like you really want to reach out to Jen or I, you have questions around oral sex or how to get through that mental block, we are here to help you.
Absolutely. All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Open Bedroom Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, go ahead and give us a like and click subscribe below and stay up to date on all the new episodes that we release. If you have a topic that you'd really like more information on, leave us a comment below and we'll see what we can do. Feel free to share this podcast with all of your friends and especially your partners. This is a great way to open up some amazing conversations. We'll see you next week.